You are listening to Uranium Spotlight on Tuesday, May 14, 2024. Brought to you by PurePoint Uranium Group, your exploration partner in Canada's Athabasca Basin. PurePoint has commenced a 5,000-meter drill program at Turner Lake, a project surrounded by extensive exploration from industry leaders and on trend with the highest uranium grade deposit in the world. And now your host, Chris Frostad.
This week on Uranium Spotlight, Cameco confers with Washington, Saskatchewan uranium sales take off, China's nuclear strategy expands, and NextGen steps into the spot market. Please note that due to Canadian holidays, next week's episode will be aired a day later on Wednesday, the 22nd. As spot activity rose for a second week in a row, the uranium spot price edged down slightly last week from $92.50 to close the week at $91.60 per pound U3O8. As prices get comfortable in the $90 range amidst a backdrop of geopolitical shifts and industry changes, Cameco CEO Tim Gitzel is strategically navigating the evolving uranium market. Recently in Washington, D.C., Gitzel discussed the implications of the U.S. legislation banning Russian uranium imports, a measure set to reshape the landscape of nuclear fuel supply. The ban, a response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, aims to reduce reliance on Russian nuclear products and is expected to tighten the uranium market by reducing available suppliers. Gitzel highlighted that prior to these geopolitical upheavals, the uranium trade was robust and diverse. However, the market dynamics are shifting swiftly, prompting nations to reassess their uranium supply chains. The U.S. is particularly focused on reviving a domestic uranium mining and enrichment capabilities, having earmarked over $2 billion to rebuild its nuclear fuel production infrastructure. This strategic shift in the uranium industry presents significant implications for investors and stakeholders. As Western nations work to disconnect from Russian nuclear resources, companies like Cameco are poised to benefit from increased demand for non-Russian uranium. This scenario is likely to support higher uranium prices, offering a favorable environment for uranium equities. Moreover, Gitzel's proactive engagement with U.S. lawmakers and his insights into the market adjustments underscore the critical nature of regulatory environments and geopolitical relations in shaping the uranium industry's future. For investors, understanding these dynamics is crucial for navigating the uranium equity space effectively, leveraging opportunities that arise from the industry's transformation under leaders like Gitzel. The government of Saskatchewan recently announced a significant surge in uranium exports to Europe, skyrocketing by over 306% and now totaling a staggering $1 billion in value. Interestingly, while overall exports to the EU rose by 12%, uranium stands out as it has no ties to agriculture, unlike most exported goods. Jeremy Harrison, the Trade and Export Development Minister, highlighted the impact of Saskatchewan's exports, emphasizing the creation of jobs domestically and the contribution to global food and energy security. He also pointed out the role of Saskatchewan's trade office in Berlin, bolstering relationships across Europe and expanding export opportunities. Germany emerges as a key player, driving much of the increased demand for Saskatchewan's uranium in Europe. Trade between Saskatchewan and Germany alone surged by 238% from 2022 to 2023, reaching a value of $500 million. While Germany lacks operational reactors, it likely processes uranium for reactors in other countries due to its advanced enrichment capabilities. Saskatchewan's uranium gains recognition for its superior quality, attracting European countries seeking reliable fuel sources. David Dorkinson, Vice President of Marketing at Cameco, emphasized the importance of energy security in the wake of shifting away from Russian nuclear fuel. European utilities and countries are increasingly turning to Western-based sources like Cameco and Saskatchewan for stable long-term uranium fuel. By relying on Saskatchewan as a premier source of high-quality Western-aligned uranium, European reactor operators can anticipate a future with more dependable, superior-quality fuel, free from the uncertainties of geopolitical conflicts like the ongoing situation in Ukraine. Last week brought significant developments in China's nuclear sector. The China National Nuclear Corporation, or CNNC, forged a deal with France's EDF to explore further collaboration in reactor building and operations. They also released a research report titled A Prospective Study Blue Book on Nuclear Energy to Support Low Carbon. Meanwhile, CNNC's chairman met with EDF CEO, along with several entrepreneurs from China and France, to discuss enhancing cooperation in the nuclear industry. This partnership between China and France has been solid since their initial deal in 1982 to promote peaceful nuclear energy use. Hungary also joined hands with China in nuclear energy, as stated by Hungarian President Viktor Orban. China's president emphasized the strengthening ties between China and Hungary, indicating the possibility of an all-weather comprehensive strategic partnership. Further, China is expanding its nuclear collaboration with Russia, aiding in the development of a reactor for lunar use. Roscosmos, the Russian space agency, announced the development of a nuclear power plant for the moon, with China's assistance due to its expertise in reactor construction. On another front, the U.S. Energy Information Administration highlighted China's rapid nuclear sector growth. In just a decade, China has built a significant number of reactors, surpassing what took the U.S. almost 40 years. Currently, China operates 55 reactors, with 23 more under construction, while the U.S. has 94 operational reactors. Despite this, nuclear energy constitutes 18% of the U.S.'s energy generation, compared to just 5% in China. With 23 additional reactors planned, China's nuclear energy generation could surge by up to 43%. While other countries explore innovative approaches like small modular reactors, China is making tangible progress. One of the 23 reactors under construction in China is already an SMR. SMRs offer a solution to the cost challenges of large reactors, with China leading the charge in their development. Unlike some Western countries where SMR construction is still years away, China's prototype SMR is already well underway. Last week, NexGen Energy sealed a deal to purchase 2.7 million pounds of physical uranium from MMCap International, valued at $250 million. This move is set to tighten an already squeezed market where demand has consistently outpaced supply. NexGen CEO Lee Cryer sees this purchase as a strategic move, leveraging the scarcity of physical uranium to strengthen the company's position in marketing discussions and enhance financing options for their flagship project, Rook I. This mine, currently in development, is poised to become a major player in uranium production, situated on the Arrow deposit, believed to be Canada's largest development stage uranium deposit. Once operational, Rook I is projected to churn out a whopping 21.7 million pounds of uranium, catering to a market that's expected to surge due to the rising demand for clean energy solutions. With new reactors coming online to combat climate change and advancements in technology like AI and electric vehicles driving energy demand, the future looks bright for uranium. And that wraps up your Uranium Spotlight coverage for this week. For more news and events from the world of uranium, please tune in next week to Uranium Spotlight.
You've been listening to Uranium Spotlight, your weekly podcast dedicated to delivering the latest news and events shaping the uranium fuel market and its critical role in the global energy landscape. Brought to you by PurePoint Uranium Group. PurePoint actively operates a portfolio of advanced uranium projects in the world's richest uranium district and has established partnerships with some of the largest uranium suppliers worldwide. While our passion for this subject is undeniable, it's essential to clarify that the information presented here is not investment advice. Instead, our goal is to offer an unbiased and comprehensive review of recent events that could impact uranium prices. Join us again next Tuesday for Uranium Spotlight.